King Zane, man.
Hey, Craig.
Yes.
Hey, Craig, this is Joey giving you a call from Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm okay. How about yourself? Kind of in a situation here right now. I'm carrying all this stuff in the house. Moving in this new house, and I'm getting all this shit together and taking it in and everything. But how's it going? This is from that Google ad?
Yeah.
I was wondering when somebody was going to call me. So it said they were going to call me at 4:30 that day, but nobody ever called.
That's the reason.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
that's
the reason. No, that's okay. That's actually the reason that I'm calling you. I want to apologize. I scheduled you in our account, but I never put it on the calendar. And whenever it doesn't get put on the calendar, our team doesn't know to call you. So I just looked at your account right now, because I always look at, you know, clients that I've, you know, talked to before. So I was looking at your account. I'm like, wait, nobody called them. So I'm looking. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I made a mistake, and I never even put you on the calendar.
Same thing I said. Are you the guy I was talking to when I did it?
Yeah. I'm the exact same person.
Same thing I thought when I told you that this is what happens every time I do something, and then I did that, and I was like, oh, they got me.
I know.
I swear to God, I thought that.
Yeah.
I thought that motherfucker got me.
You want to know something crazy? I don't make this mistake at all. Like, I've been doing it so long.
It had
to be you. I was like, I'm literally looking at your account right now. I'm like, man, why didn't nobody call him? Cause I wanted to see, like, you know, make sure everything's up and running. Cause, you know, I always like to, you know, check up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, nobody called. I was like, this guy probably thinks. Yeah.
Well,
it took his buddy and we just left.
You remember talking to me?
I do. I remember. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I know exactly what you're
saying. I'm going to go ahead and fucking do this, but every time I have this, you know, Bob's scoop, that's why I don't do it. He's like, oh, no. I was like,
oh, it's fine.
You got a good sales pitch.
Yeah. No, I'm laughing, but I just want to apologize. I called you personally so I can apologize. That was my mistake. I didn't put it in the calendar. So, honestly, I'm calling you right now.
Hold on. This is important, dude. You have no idea. Just load it up. Keep them going or go home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, that's okay. I know I caught you probably in the middle of work, so I apologize for
that's
that
right.
as well.
Well, this is more important. This is more important to me than what I was doing.
Yeah,
no, actually, this is in dark.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I need to write down and all that shit. I don't have no paper or pens or
no. No. Nope, that's okay. So what I want to do is I actually want to reschedule it for a time that you're available. I have the actual calendar pulled up. I am not making that mistake twice. So I want to get you. Are you okay with doing it on Monday? Could you do it on Monday?
Yeah, but is this going to prolong? I mean, like the five or however many days? What would have been 4 or 5 days? Is that going to go against the month that I paid? And then because I'm 4 or 5 days behind now for nothing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm gonna reach out to them. I'm gonna see if they can just give you that week off. And then started on Monday. So I'll reach out to him because it was my fault. Yeah, I'll do that for you for sure. I totally understand what you're saying. And that's no problem. When I reach out to him, I'll let them know that. Let's say we're starting it on Monday, would that be okay? Would you want to do Monday or is Tuesday better?
That'll be fine. I'm not going to be able to do nothing this weekend. So I'm kind of going to be playing catch me up, but if you call in between time, because I got to go get siding and shit like that for the job,
okay.
I'll be able to talk then. But I got to replace some wood and shit. Probably,
okay.
I'm going to say, if you call, I would say the morning time would be the best time to call because I wouldn't have left yet. I don't leave until around 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's evening time, then it would be probably around... I don't know. What time do you guys stop calling people?
Well, I can, we can call you 10 a.m. on Monday, if that's okay.
Jim, well, I'll be gone by then. I leave at around 8:39, but what time do you guys stop calling Monday?
Yeah, we stop calling at 6 p.m., and I think Monday 6 p.m. is booked. It would have to be a Tuesday.
Well, we'll do it Monday. Hey, just whenever, what time do you have available? And
so we have 10 a.m. is available, 2 p.m. is available.
10's fine, man.
10? Okay.
I'll make it work.
Yeah, because we're in California, so it's 7 a.m. for us. It's just that because you're in the East Coast, the earliest we could do it is is 10, but
did you hear what
yeah,
I said?
No, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said prick. I mean, when you said I'm in California, I don't need to hear that shit. Hey, I'm in Indianapolis.
It's like, hey, I'm actually calling you from the Bahamas right now, so I know you're...
Sorry.
I'm in Disneyland.
Fuck Disneyland. Bahamas sound decent. It's kind of weird down there. I've been there 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, I've been to Bahamas, too. I've been to a couple of countries. I've been to Mexico. I've been to... Where else did I go?
I've never wanted to really go to Mexico. I never went to Mexico, but I've been to Hawaii. I've been to Bahamas 3 times. I ride my bike to Florida about 3 or 4 times a year. So I've been doing that for about 5 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I love riding down there. Hell, I ride straight there. So I'll be in Winter Haven. Well, I'm in the panhandle down there, you know, Florida, Bama, right around in there.
Yep,
about 9 hours. Get there in about 9 or 10 hours.
On a bike.
Yeah. Hauling ass. Well, I get there in a car that way too, but. I get there. 9 hours is what it took me to get there. That wasn't bad.
That's not bad at all. Yeah, 1 day. Yeah, 9 hours straight, just cruising. I'm assuming. What do you do? What do you drive? Like a 600 or a 1000?
No,
Harley.
No, it's a 117 Harley Classic Limited Edition, 2020.
Oh, you're cruising with that bad boy.
Yeah, definitely 6-speed. There ain't nothing like it on the road except for them ones that's got the teardrop tanks and side bags on them and shit, but that's all fiberglass. It ain't motor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is all motor.
Yeah. 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 I like the ones
that are
all
motor. I ride
wheelies
and shit on my dresser. They can't even pull their front tire off the ground. This thing will ride a wheelie and shit. I mean, I'll be doing 120 on the interstate and I still got another gear.
Cool.
You know what I mean? It's a 6-speed. Yeah. It definitely gets down the road and it's not hanging on. That's smooth, letting go of the steering wheel. But anyway, it is what it is. It's fun.
Awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, I bet. I think I'm going to get one this year. No, I don't. My girlfriend was actually just talking about getting a motorcycle, and we were literally having this conversation, I think, maybe a week ago. So it's funny you brought it up because, I think I'm old enough now to be mature enough on a bike to be able to get one. But getting one in my early 20s, nah.
How old are you? Early 20s?
I'm 35.
Oh, hell, you should have done me right. As long as you don't drink, you know what I mean? I'll drink a beer, but I don't drink and drive at all. Maybe if I even drink a beer, because they're too dangerous. And let me tell you something too, brother. I don't know you, but if you do start riding, just know you have to watch everywhere, like even at a stoplight. I got brothers that's been ran flat over at a stoplight. Just sitting at a stoplight, red light, and somebody plowed over. Yeah, so you gotta watch everywhere, man, at all times, because I've literally pulled out of the way from people coming to hit me from behind, but I've watched. I mean, it's dangerous. People are retarded as hell. It's the drugs that people do nowadays that makes it makes them illiterate or
they have no perception. Like they're just in a car, just moving.
My buddy died. My buddy died from that shit. Well, hell, let me try that. That's the mentality of kids nowadays. Let me try the shit he just did. He killed no shit.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
No.
It's almost
no
sad,
bueno.
Though, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad. I don't know about you down there, but right here where I'm at, it's nothing but Mexicans. And I ain't saying nothing about a Mexican, you know, where they're supposed to be and everything.
Yeah.
I've lived here all my life, and right now it's completely, and it's so crazy.
Indianapolis?
Yeah, it was the whole west side, the whole east side.
Yeah.
That's where they're going, the inner cities.
Yep, that's exactly where they're going,
They're running to the inner cities and shit. And
I heard that it's coming from, like, the border.
I mean, goddamn, you
want
to get down to the nitty and gritty. They're even bringing bed bugs. Bed bugs follow them motherfuckers all the way here. You can look at the bed bug travel, and it will come from Mexico. I mean, I don't have bed bugs or nothing, but I freak out if I even seen them, you know what I mean? So I know that I don't have them, and I've looked before I bought this house around here who lived in it and da-da-da. Well, this area wasn't that bad, but it shows it. It shows a red map from Mexico to the states that they've went to. And that's a fact, man. I mean, I ain't saying nothing about them, but it's the truth, logic.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And it's sad that our country's allowing that to happen, but.
Give her just time. Give her some time.
Yep.
Give her some time. If Trump, man, it's hard to tell what the hell is going to happen. But anyway, back to you riding a bike, because we'll be talking for hours we get next year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For real. I just went, whoa.
Well, how about this? If I have all your information, obviously. If I ever do get a bike, I'll either shoot you an email or shoot you a text message and let you know that I got it. Probably not anytime soon, maybe in the next, like, month or two, but,
it's funny you're saying that because I just bought my woman a bike that I'm teaching her to ride. It's a little Suzuki.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Something like that's what you should get, like a 250 street bike or a 300, because you will get hurt, man. If you don't learn to ride that, if you know how to drive a clutch on a car?
Yeah, I have a sports car, so I have a manual.
Yeah, you won't have no problem. You know how to shift gears then, you know what I mean?
It's the same thing
on a bike. You rev it up, you downshift when you're slowing down, you shift. And once you learn that, you just don't forget it. You'll love it.
Yeah, it's just a muscle memory because I'm used to shifting with my right, and then I know on a bike you have to use the clutch and you have to shift up with your foot.
Like I said, you won't even ignite once you start riding it. It's so feels so good. You'll just do it, and not even realize that you're doing it. I mean, it's just doing it like you do in a car. When you're riding a car, you don't sit and think about when you're shifting gears and now you're doing it and all that shit. You just do it. You know what I mean? You'll be fucking with the stereo, shifting gears, and not even think about it. That's why.
Oh man, I'll eat Wendy's, drinking a soda, driving with my knee, and shifting at the same time. Yeah, it's like walking at this point.
Yeah. The same way. Once you learn how to do it, it's nothing. You don't panic. You don't even think about it. It's just, you just do it. And I don't know. It's the way it is. But you got to watch other people. You have to all day. Every time you go out, everywhere you go, because, I mean, they'll run over you.
Yeah, 100%. I have three daughters, and it's the first thing that I taught them when they were driving, because my oldest is now driving, is I don't care what anybody says or does, everything is on you. You look at every car.
Yeah.
You have to be a defensive driver. Don't expect a car to do something. You always expect it to either hit you so that you're always on the
always
defensive,
the
because
worst.
If not, you know, people are idiots, so they'll... You know, they'll crash into you immediately. So you always got to keep guys.
I've wrecked both of my bikes. I've been to Florida. I've been to so many different states riding with, you know, playing cards and shit, bike rallies and shit. And I've never wrecked my bike. Never. In the same spot, I had a Ninja 750, and the bike that I have right now, a car pulled out in front of me, almost hit me, and I had to lay it down. In the exact same spot, both bikes.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Crazy. So,
it's like an omen.
It just happened on mine. Yeah, it's pretty wild, but, you got to be careful, brother. Get
you
a small one and learn it before you go, because it'll hurt you.
Yep.
I mean, you'll wreck probably or whatever, but just, you got to wipe it on and get back up.
That's true.
I've rode dirt bikes. I've raced dirt bikes and all that shit, but it's fun. You'll love it. And you'll be getting a call, from one of your teams Monday? Or will that be
I already scheduled you. You can even check your email. I double checked and I made sure that it was in the calendar. So we're good to go in the calendar here. That's on the 29th. They'll call you.
There's somebody that I talked to. Well, dude, I'm illiterate I've never even did one, a website and shit like that.
I did
ads like for Yelp. I filled out that Yelp thing.
Yeah, pretty good,
but there's some shit I missed out, and some of the things that's on there shouldn't have been, and some things should be. I don't know how to do all that shit. So
we'll do it for you. Yeah, we actually, it's a hands off service. I mean, you can like tell them like if you have some ideas as to what you want on the website, we can do that. But honestly, if you're like, look, I'm clueless, you guys just build it, they'll 100% just build it for you.
Yeah, I'll build your house, but I don't even. I mean, I am just telling you the truth, man. I'm having a hard time doing the shit I'm doing now on this thing.
Yep.
But
no. Trust me, I get it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, I wanted to personally call you. I just wanted to apologize. I normally don't make that mistake.
Yeah, I thought you got me, dude. I really did. I thought that motherfucker. I did.
Man, that is crazy.
I just gonna chalk it up.
Yeah. Right. No.
And
no.
I just told you
that
too.
I know. I know, literally. No, we're good now. You should have gotten an email confirming it too, so we're all set.
Right on. All right, man. You have a good weekend.
All right, Craig. You have yourself a good weekend, too. Take care.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.